Cause everybody knows from San Francisco to Tokyo, the shades are drawn down, blinds closed up, and the warmth of your skin wraps me up and holds me down. Cause we can stay, lay right here for the next 2 days.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It's Friday. It's the 31st of July, 2015. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM, underlooking the atrium of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Pride starts this weekend in Vancouver with block parties and parades and lots of fun stuff, topped off in 2 weeks by the Vancouver Queer Film Festival. There's plenty of locally made films on view this year. We'll talk about them with, and other things, with Director of Festival Programming, Shana Mayara. plus our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local film, theater, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to start off right off with some music from A Tough Age. This is My Chinchilla.
Give your life, son. Oh, oh, oh.
That's UConn Blonde, who headlined the Catalano block party on 4th Avenue a couple of weeks ago. And it is now 10 minutes after 12 o'clock. You're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio on CITR. And on the phone with me right now is Shauna Mayara. Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
There you are. Still, it's always a surprise for me when the phone works on the board. Shauna is the director of festival programming for this year's Vancouver Queer Film Festival that's taking place in Vancouver in about 2 weeks. August 13th is the first day. And Shauna, welcome to Dave Radio.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. So let's talk a little bit. Now, our focus on this show is about, mostly about local artists, local filmmakers, and theater people and that kind of stuff. And there is going to be, I noticed there's a lot of Canadian and especially Vancouver-made films that are going to be featured this year. You've got the Maple Smoked Cinema category. But one thing I wanted to talk about, first of all, is a thing that's called Coast is Queer.
Mm-hmm. Coast is Queer is an annual program that we're so proud of. Every year we have a selection of short films made by BC filmmakers. This year it'll happen Friday, August 14th at the Rio Theater, one of our largest theaters, because it sells out every year. We have a selection of filmmakers who have made films before, who have won awards at our festivals, and then great filmmakers who we've never seen works from, and some who are debuting their films for the first time.
So, who are some of the people that that we might have heard of before? That some established local filmmakers that are going to be in there.
Oh, sure. Well, David C. Jones is probably someone you're familiar with, having interviewed lots of local people. So he's a local comedian and filmmaker and actor and real jack of all trades, known for being hilarious and, you know, effervescent and bubbly. And he's made a film called Same Boat, which is a musical starring two lesbians who go on vacation and promptly break up. So that's that'll definitely be a crowd pleaser. And we're so happy to have shown, I think, 5 films of David C. Jones's over the years.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, David is very prolific. He's, you know, whatever he does seems to you know, he's like Midas. It just turns to gold. So that should be good.
Oh, it's true. And he seems to have boundless energy.
Yeah.
He also last year was such an enthusiastic supporter of the festival. He came out with a little puppet and came to all the screenings and tweeted through him and the puppet his thoughts on all of the screenings. And he ended up winning our Pink Popcorn Award, which we give to the most prolific tweeter from the festival. And this year he also directed a whole series of videos for us called Queer Love Stories, which were a chance for audience members and patrons to just share their stories on 27 years of loving the queer film festival. So we have to thank him for that, too.
Yeah,
other filmmakers, so Clark Nicolai is someone whose career we feel really close to. We've shown his work for, I would say, probably a decade. He's distributed by video out in town, and his films are more on the experimental side. And he's collaborated in the past with the likes of Wayne Young, who's a filmmaker who's gone on to extraordinary success and now lives in Berlin. And this year we have 2 films of Clark Nicolai in the program. One is called Antisocial Networking, which is this delightful little experimental short that kind of talks about how we can feel extraordinarily disconnected the more we are connected on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another film of his from our retrospective program, which maybe we could talk a little bit more in a moment if you want to talk about.
Absolutely.
Our archival
program. Absolutely,
that's
definitely on the list, but carry on.
Sure. So Clark is someone whose body of work puts him in the very present day category in our Coast is Queer, all new shorts from the year, as well as our retrospective program that goes back actually 70 years. And that's a program called Still Not Over It that we co-curated with a national new project called MediaQueer.ca. And their goal is to make sure there is an extensive archive of all the queer films that exist that have come from Canadian filmmakers, including shorts. And those are the ones that are really at risk of getting lost into the ether, really, if we don't have a central database for them.
Yeah, 70 years. That's exciting. That's like 1945. So what is the oldest piece of film that's going to be part of that?
We have a few that are from the 30s and 40s. Margaret Moores is one of them. Probably listeners are more familiar with Norman McLaren, mm-hmm. who was an animator whose work is really fairly well known because he did so much with the National Film Board. Yeah. And so his personal story is that he was gay, and when we look at his work now, we can see so much into what he brought to it with that lens. So that's a lovely little piece that will start off one of the program, or that program. We're mm-hmm. splitting it into two acts because we have so many great works to show. And then another film called Cornet at Night, which is really something that only archivists would kind of be able to pull out and offer in screenings, and one of the earliest takes through the, you know, a black and white realism dramatic take on sexuality that also comes through the NFB, I believe. And, you know, it really kind of points to this notion that where we think that queer cinema has only recently come out into popular media, but actually cinema has been as queer as humans have been ever since it's been developed. So, you know, we've always been kind of behind the cameras or in front of the cameras and inserting some of that. Yeah. So we can see, you know, in a program like Still Not Over It, because we've gone back so many years, and then, you know, over the course of the screening, we'll do a somewhat chronological order, and you'll see how the subjects range from, you know, very, very covert, very subtle messaging to a sort of an insider audience to much more radical experimental takes on talking about HIV and AIDS, dating, transgender identity, and just questioning these notions of gender rigidity. So a really fascinating program that kind of takes us through the history of queerness in Canada.
Yeah, absolutely fascinating. It's very exciting to, you know, just even to think about how much of this material is still available, you know, that hasn't been lost. So good on you for putting that up.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's still available, but strangely hard to find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, get it before it's gone. Exactly.
Right.
So let's move on a bit. Talk about like some of the other events that are, and some of the other features that are going to be happening. I noticed you've got one thing called Roller Hijinks.
Yes, we do. those are locals for sure. That's not a film. That's an event that we'll be hosting preceding a film that, celebrates roller derby. Mm-hmm. There's a partly Canadian film, that we're screening this year called In the Turn. And that's about a young transgender girl in Timmins, Ontario, who was having an extraordinarily rough time in her small community and was isolated in her school, and her school board decided they would not let her play sports because they didn't know what team she should play on. Yeah. But everything seemed to turn around as soon as she found this roller derby collective called the Vagine Regime, and they were so accepting, and the course of the documentary really just shows how finding an accepting group of people can just transform your life incredibly. Yeah. And how having open minds and hearts is really just a better way for all of us to live. So in celebration of that film, we're bringing the young girl, her mom, and the director to Vancouver for the screening. And preceding the screening, these amazing people from the Terminal City Roller Girls and the Raw Meat Collective, all roller derby people, will do a little demo outside the theater at SFU Woodwards to really kick things off. So it'll be a big, messy, amazing experience. And then they'll escort everyone back to the theater for the screening.
Oh, marvelous. When's that happening?
Oh, don't ask me dates. Okay. I think it's the first Saturday of the festival, August 15th.
Okay, terrific. So yeah, I don't want to miss dates, that.
Yes. I try not to say dates from the top of my head because not my skill.
Just go to the website.
Go
to the website. That's all you have to say. Go to the website. Queerfilmfestival.ca in case that got cut off. Great. And tickets are still available. You've got single tickets. You've got six packs. There's super passes. Now there was one thing I noticed that the deadline had passed for the early bird special. But if you go to events this weekend at Pride, you can still get that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. And that information can be found on our website or our Facebook page.
Right. All right. Well, have a great festival.
Thank you so much. We hope to.
Yeah. And thank you so much for taking some time to tell us about it.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful Pride weekend.
You too. Thanks again.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
That was Shauna Myra, who is the director of festival programming for the Vancouver Queer Film Festival that gets underway in a couple of weeks. And don't forget to head out to all the Pride events this weekend, including the Davie Street Block Party tonight and the big parade on Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. This is Elia Ray.
Love it. one you picked when you came to my home. You said you must have done this a few times before. You know the right things to say. You're like someone I've never met before. You're always saying things and keeping score, and you go back whenever you want. And you told me about all your different people. When we met, I thought that you were cool. And I don't mean to shake you, get high hopes and make you think I had something against you. I'm just in a place where I'm looking for someone who can challenge me differently than you can. And here we go again, building bridges that were never made to stand, planning for days we never got. 'Cause you're like someone I've never met before. You always saying things and keeping score, and you go whenever you want. And you told me about all your different people. When we met, I thought that you were cool.
That's the Lunas. And what the heck was that song called? They've gone. It doesn't matter. Let's take a look now and see what's going on around town this weekend. Of course, Pride is the big thing down through all through the West End. There's block parties, there's parades, there's stuff going all through the clubs. But if that's not your scene, you want to do something else, it's also the Powell Street Festival down in Oppenheimer Park. Plus events happening at the Fire Hall Arts Center, the Japanese Hall, the Buddhist Temple, and Center A at 229 East Georgia Street. It's the largest Canadian Japanese festival in the country and the largest running community celebration in the city. All daytime events are free. There's taiko drumming, sumo wrestling, martial arts, bonsai, folk and modern dance, alternative pop, rock on urban music, visual arts, film, video, as well as historical walking tours, tea ceremonies, and a fantastic array of Japanese food, crafts, and displays. And more information, there's a big spread in the Georgia Strait, and go on the web and look up Powell Street Festival. You'll find it all there. Tonight is also the last Friday of the month. And what does that mean? That means Spectral Theater's late night double feature at Skinny Fat Jack's in the back alley behind 18th and behind in the back alley behind Slickety Jim's at 18th and Main. Tonight, two all new scripts, as always. Tonight's shows are Dreamcatcher, written and directed by Chris Buller, and The Adventures of Ulfgar the Terrible and Sia the Bold, Module 14, Mambo's Number 5, written and directed by Andrew Herron. Get your tickets while they're hot. You don't want to say you're going only to find out they're sold out. Go on the Spectral Theater Facebook page or their website to get more information on that. Let's see. Also in that area at 26th and Main, this is tomorrow night at the Little Mountain Gallery. A couple of shows, the Cool Kids Comedy Court, presided over by the Right Honorable Ryan Beale. And then that'll be followed by Paul Anthony's Weird Al Karaoke. Comedians write their own parody versions of popular songs and perform them live. That all gets underway with the Cool Kids Comedy Court at 7:30 at the Little Mountain Gallery tomorrow night. The Jericho Arts Center, the Ensemble Theater, is continuing with their three plays in repertory. We've got Tis a Pity, She's a Whore, Frost Nixon, and The Children's Hour. Go to EnsembleTheaterCompany.com to get the details on what's playing tonight and over the weekend. On Gravel Island, the Carousel Theater for Young People is doing their teen Shakespeare program. And this year they're doing Henry V, Hank Sank. And that's at the outdoor stage outside of Performance Works on Granville Island. That's the one at the far end, close to the Granville Island Hotel. Shows are on at 7:30. It's free. but you can reserve a seat in advance for $5. At the Bernie Legg Theater in New Westminster, Alchemy Theater, in cooperation with Vagabond Players, is presenting Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream, directed by Matthew Davenport. And that is going on all weekend. They've got shows tonight and two shows tomorrow and a matinee on Sunday afternoon. Then we've also got our Sunday night stuff, the East Van Comedy at the Havana Theater, Sunday at 7:30, and at the Fox Cabaret at Main and 7th, the Sunday services, also on Sunday night, some of the funniest stuff you'll see around town. On the big screen, we've got at the Rio Theater this weekend, tonight it's Magic Mike XXL and Dumb and Dumber, the original. The original Dumb and Dumber at 9:15. And then the midnight show is Beavis and Butthead Do America. We've got Mad Max, the new one, Fury Road, at 7 o'clock tomorrow. And then at 10 o'clock, The Big Lebowski, with a super chill special on White Russians. Did I say that right? Yes. A super chill White Russians on special, Natch, at the Rio tomorrow night for The Big Lebowski at 10. And then Sunday, more animation from Studio Ghibli. Tomorrow, Sunday night, it's When Marnie Was There and Howl's Moving Castle. That's a quick look at what's going on around town this weekend. Of course, we've also got Theater Under the Stars at Malcolm Bowl with Oliver and Hairspray. Bartlett and Beach is going strong, and the Arts Club's got their summer shows too, with Godspell and Les Miserables. So stick around. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with more music from Demon Squadron, Chris Elgstrand, Woolworm, and Walter TV right after this.
On August 22nd, What's Wrong Tohei is celebrating the release of their new album, Bruce. Join them in the cabaret room of the Emerald Supper Club and Cocktail Lounge as they perform with special guests. Cover is $10 and the show starts at 10 p.m. So come on down to 555 Gore Avenue in historic Chinatown on Saturday, August 22nd.
The 2015 Versus Festival of Words is bigger and better than ever. Over 30 events and more than 100 spoken word artists performing April 23rd to May 3rd. Featuring Lucia Mish, Morgan Purvis, Denise Froman, and Dominique Ashaid. Plus, Hullabaloo, the BC Youth Poetry Slam Championships. Check out workshops, panel discussions, masterclasses, and watch out for words flying out of people's faces. For festival passes and more information, go to versusfestival.ca.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
Sugar, let's get it on. Right? Guys like him, they don't like to party. Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
Jesus, not enough whiskey, ran all your friends away. Too much Jesus, not enough whiskey, all you ever had to say. Too much Jesus, not enough whiskey, only thing on your mind. Too much Jesus, not enough whiskey, so don't go sitting around crying. We'll be right back.
Jesus. Not enough whiskey. Ran all of your friends away. Too much Jesus. Not enough whiskey. All you ever had to say.
I'm not afraid to
That's Nervous Talk and Something Wrong. We also heard from Walter TV, Woolworm, and Demon Squadron. Time now for the Dave Radio call board. But before we do that, one of the giants of Canadian theater passed away this week. Anthony Holland was 95 years old. I never had the privilege of meeting the man in person or seeing him on stage, but his impact touched everyone involved in theater in this country over the past 50 years. Mr. Holland was an actor, a writer, a director, and producer in theater and film, but probably his greatest impact was as a teacher. He founded the theater school at Langara College, what we now know as Studio 58. Now, you could probably look up any of the countless tributes to him on Facebook or on blogs or websites or anything that has anything to do with the world of theater, and you will find greater tributes than anything I can say here. Just suffice it to say that he touched countless lives, and our community is richer for having Anthony Holland a part of it. So that being said, let's take a look now and see what's available for people who want to work in theater. Dave Radio Call Board features auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. If you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. Starting off with Perry Ehrlich's Showstoppers. This is a glee troupe that appears in concerts, on radio and TV, at numerous galas, charitable events throughout BC. They're looking for guys ages 14 or over with changed voices, so a little bit of maturity, please, who sing and dance as well as love to perform. You can check out details on that by looking up Perry Ehrlich's Showstoppers. Ehrlich is spelled E-H-R-L-I-C-H. The Gateway Theatre Pacific Festival is, today is the last day on the call for submissions for the Gateway Theatre Festival Professional Development Program. They're looking for Mandarin or English-speaking actors and stage managers of all stages of their career, emerging, mid-career, established, to participate in contemporary English and Mandarin text under the guidance of Artistic Director Giovanni Tsai. Now, this is the interesting part. Language proficiency is not required. So if you speak English but not Mandarin, if you speak Mandarin but not English, and you want to be a part of it, get in touch with them at gatewaytheater.com. Remember, the deadline is today. Moving Mirror Productions is also closing off submissions today. They are looking for actors, singers, and dancers to be part of a musical review called Diamond in the Rough that's going to be on at the Evergreen Cultural Center in September. So contact Ryan Phelps at movingmirrorproductions@gmail.com. And you can send in a video or a YouTube link of yourself if you want to be involved in that. MovingMirrorProductions.com, I think, is their website. Deadline for submissions is today. Langley Players Drama Club doing Dinner with Friends in October, and they're still looking for one actor, a middle-aged man, to play Tom. Contact Langley Players for that. The Two Fly Productions are doing Little Miss Glitz by Alan Pronger. This is an original jukebox musical parody of childhood beauty pageants. Wonderful. Directed and choreographed by the great Don Ewan, and Stuart Yu is the musical director. That's going to be happening at the Pal Theater in March, in next spring. They're really working hard to get that all together. They're doing auditions in September, looking for 9 women and 3 men. And some of the characters are children, but all the parts will be played by adults. So check out that one. That's, as I said, the auditions are in September. Little Miss Glitz. And we're still looking for people for the Christmas Pantos. Metro Theater's doing Sleeping Beauty. Fraser Valley, Gilbert and Sullivan doing Jack and the Beanstalk. Their auditions are still a month away, but it's always good to be prepared for that. If you want details on these or any other audition notices, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. We got about 10 minutes left. We're going to play some more tunes, including Chris Elkstrand and Rodney DeCrew right after this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Robin B. Little Tank there on the radio. Ooh, lolly, ooh, lolly, go, what a show. Friday morning, 9 to 10, 101.9 FM. Ooh, lolly, ooh, lolly, golly, what a show. Ooh, lolly, ooh, lolly, golly, what a show.
And I'm Jake.
And we host a show together every Friday morning.
It's called Up on the Roof on CITR 101.9 FM.
We play music.
We just have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's pretty good. You should tune in.
Tune in, fools.
Suckers.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interview with bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The girl I loved in high school went to Hollywood, where she became a bottom level TV star. I watched her and I waited like she knew I would, but always kept my distance, watching from afar. I love my TV star. I clipped out all her pictures from the magazines and put them in my scrapbook and up on my wall. I paused, slow-mo'd, freeze-framed all of her nude scenes and watched them over and over, 'cause I own them all. I love my TV star when she takes off her clothes. One day she's gonna wake up and she will remember me. One day she's gonna wake up and take me away. 'Cause I am sitting waiting, but I'm sick of sitting waiting for my TV star. 'Cause many other women they have asked me out, but I cannot love them and I tell them so. I always turn them down, you bet, without a doubt, because I want a woman with a TV show. I want my TV star. One day I'm gonna save up enough money and I'm gonna go down there and I'm gonna find her and fetch her. One day I'm gonna find her and fetch her and grab her and take her and steal her away to a tiny little cabin with a dirt floor dugout for my TV star, where she will want to stay, because she can't get away. It's just her and me and the great big sea, and together we will finally be so free.
We'll be right back.
before it begins. The glass that slipped my hands were bleeding. The needle had made its way through the open skin. Stained and dried in the midday sun. And all at once no one was sleeping. And we're all afraid of what we've been running from.
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special shout out this week to CITR alumni Dave Ball and Tracy Bassam, who are celebrating their 27th wedding anniversary this weekend. Dave and Tracy have been very important friends to me for a long time, and we here at Dave Radio wish them all the best. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com and to keep up to date with local indie performing arts, like us on Facebook. Stick around. Erica is here with Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.